So the epistle for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. Brethren, I, a prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and mildness, with patience, supporting one another in charity, careful to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 22. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, asked him, tempting him, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets." And the Pharisees being gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think you of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say to him, "David's." He saith to them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord saith to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Please be seated. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This exhortation of St. Paul is a familiar one to us, a reminder to us of the life that we are called to, that one, we are called to heaven, and therefore we must walk worthy of that calling that God gives to us. The Collect of the Mass gives us, we can say, kind of a recipe for success in terms of that. It tells us to shun all wiles of the devil, and with a pure mind follow thee. And so, which is very true for us. Yes, the devil, obviously. We have to flee from the tricks of the devil. Flee from the angelic intellect that he has, which we're no match for. So the devil will certainly try to fool us, try to trick us, try to get us to fall. And that's because he has an angelic intellect. It is because he is so much smarter than all of us, and he wants our destruction. He wants us in hell. And so for him, yes, that is his whole purpose, is to try to drag as many souls down to hell with him. And so that is why then the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil, we saw how he tricked Adam and Eve through pride, they fell. But in so many examples, probably in our own lives, we can see how the devil can easily trick us. Trick us into falling. Trick us into staying in a life that is displeasing to God. How often that he fools us. How often we go back to the persons, the places, the things that will lead us away from God. And so that's why it's so important for us to understand certainly what the devil will try to do to us, shunning that, getting away from that, relying upon the grace of God. That is why we say without the grace of God, we can do nothing. But on the contrary, with God's grace, yes, we can overcome these things. We can certainly overcome then the wiles of the devil if we rely upon God, if we have that humility of listening to God. Because that is what we're called to. I mean, as I say, St. Paul, this exhortation is a familiar one to us, but it's one we have to put into practice to walk in God's grace. Padre Pio, St. Pio, had said, "We will never know what it means to rebel against God." And so he was referring to sin. And for St. Pio, Padre Pio, for him, all sin was something that should be shunned. All sin because it offended Almighty God in some way or another. I mean, granted, obviously, with mortal sin, yes, we become an enemy of God. But for him, he said there was no compromise with sin. It must be avoided at all cost. And so here you have a soul that was walking worthy of his vocation. Not only as a Capuchin priest, not only as a Catholic, but because of then the graces that God would give to him, the gifts that God would bestow upon him. And so if you know anything about the life of Padre Pio, he did receive many gifts. On September 20th, which is today, in 1918, so in just a few years, it'll be the 100th anniversary of him receiving the stigmata, the sacred wounds of our Lord. So he would live with that for 50 years of his life. Of having these wounds of our Lord that obviously they bled, caused him suffering, caused him pain. And even at first with Padre Pio, a lot of the people around him thought he was tricked by the devil. They actually forbade him from seeing people. They actually forbade his masses for people to attend his masses. And for him, he just continued on serving God. I mean, for him, he realized the effect that it would have on souls, but he was also obedient. Even in a way that it was something that was against what should have been done, but yet he showed that virtue of obedience, which is so lost in today's world. And so as I say with him, it's almost going to be 100 years that he received, 100 years ago that he received the stigmata. This was an outward sign of, in a way, his union with God. That God does bestow on certain souls different sufferings, different things that we can see, yes. We just celebrated on Thursday the feast of the stigmata of St. Francis of Assisi, another soul that received these wounds. The sufferings that they had, but also the reminder of the life that they led. For Padre Pio, his life was one of suffering, but he truly united his suffering with our Lord. Because he realized the invaluable price that the suffering was, that he was able to give that to Almighty God. And again, he covered his stigmata. He didn't try to draw attention to it. I mean, for him, it was his life that God had called him to. And so he realized what God was calling him to, and that's why I say, for St. Pio, all sin was something that we should avoid. Make no compromise with that at all. And so we know from Padre Pio also, he was able to bilocate in order to help souls. He could be in two places at one time. A gift that I had a little child, I remember telling me one time, she asked me if I could bilocate, and I said no. And she said, well, have you prayed for it? And it's like, guess I should pray for it then. So, but it's one of the things that he was able to do because he was able to help souls. And that is something that his goal was to save souls. He could also read souls in the confessional. So it's very interesting to see for souls that there were a lot of souls that obviously wanted to go to him to receive that benefit, that help. That he would at times tell them what they're missing, what they passed over. But for those souls that wanted to progress in the spiritual life, going to confession to him because he was able to tell them that was a great grace for them, a great blessing. But then again, there were also souls that considered going to confession to him was very demanding, very disturbing, and uncomfortable. Why? Because he told them what they needed to avoid. He told them what they should do. And for those souls, it was evident they obviously did not want to make progress in the spiritual life. For them, all they wanted is just go to confession, be done with it, and then they're out. And then they'll continue to live their life afterward. And so we think about how many souls fall into that category. How many souls don't want to hear what the priest has to say? Basically says, just give me a penance and let me go on my way. But it's something that if we want to make progress in the spiritual life, which is an obligation we have, then sometimes we do. We have to hear things we don't want to necessarily hear. And so that's where it was even said of St. Pio that he was never tempted to tell people what they wanted to hear. He always told them what they needed to hear. And yes, for him, sin was something that we cannot make any compromise with. And so that's why so many souls, they would line up to be able to attend his Mass. They would line up to be able to go to confession to him because of what he could do for their souls, what God had bestowed upon him to help souls. And so for him, it was very clear. He wanted nothing more than just to help souls, to bring souls to God. He called it the vocation of holiness, of trying to do whatever he could. And that's why I say God granted him the ability to bilocate, to read souls. But you also see with his life, there were miraculous cures, conversions. He was able to even prophesy about things. God gave him so much. But he used that for God's greater glory. Not for his own glory, he despised that. I think it was even said of St. Pio that people were saying afterward that because of his holiness of life, because of the stigmata and different things, they were saying that he would probably be incorrupt. And they said, you know, we'll be able to see that when we open up your tomb. He said, I won't be there. So for him, it was like, you can look all you want, but I'm not going to be there. And so you can see the humility that he had. But as I say, for him, he wanted souls to change. He wanted souls to be pleasing to God. And if they didn't want that, he didn't want anything to do with them then. Until they realized that. Because you can say, in a way, it was a waste of his time. He had so many souls that wanted to attend his Mass, so many souls that wanted to go to confession to him, that for souls that really didn't care about progression in the spiritual life, what's the point to it? But in a way, we look at that in our own souls. If you don't want to progress in the spiritual life, what's the point to it? You will continue just to wallow in your sins one way or another. And so that's where there has to be a desire to become holy. There has to be a desire to want to walk this walk. How many times have we heard that expression? You know, talk the talk, but you have to walk the walk behind it. How many people can't do that? Why? Because they're too weak. Because they don't have a will to do it. And again, that is what is so lacking in today's world. There are so many souls that have weak wills. They give into these things. It is something that we must form. It is something we must try to work on. But a lot of times we just give up. We feel we can't overcome it, and so therefore, but again, With the grace of God, we can do all things. And so that's why we must understand that. We must be wanting to make the progress in the spiritual life. And so you see a soul like Padre Pio, yes, we can say, well, look at all the gifts he was given by God. How many gifts are we given by God? Gifts are graces from God. So just because we can't bilocate, just because we don't have the stigmata, just because we have gifts from God, they are the graces that he gives to us. We have the greatest gift, which is the life of God in our soul, sanctifying grace. So as I say, in a way, none of us have any excuse in terms of that. God has called us to perfection. And therefore, we must live our lives accordingly. God has called us to heaven, and so therefore, we must try to make sure that we reach that goal. So yes, shun the wiles of the devil, the tricks that he has for us. Shun the occasions of sin, the weaknesses that we have. And that's why we must go to our Lord. And so St. Padre Pio, yes, he walked worthy of God. He walked worthy of the vocation that he was called to. And all of us are called to a vocation. All of us are called to heaven. So let's pray for these graces. Pray to St. Pio that he helps us to walk worthy of the vocation that God has called us to. He died on September 23rd, so it's this coming Wednesday. Also corresponds, obviously, then with the walk for life. For souls that are crying to heaven for vengeance. And so with that, I encourage you to pray to St. Pio. Ask for the graces that you need to walk worthy of the grace of God. Because it is what God has called us to. And we need the graces of God to be able to walk then worthy of it. So we'll leave you of what was said of St. Padre Pio. What fame he had, why? Because he was a scholar, a philosopher? No. It was because he said his Mass humbly, heard confessions from morning until night, and was marked with the stigmata. He was truly a man of prayer and suffering. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.